Mike, can we just get your thoughts on the Pro Bowl, guys?
Pro Bowl is always, it's exciting, and you always want to see your players rewarded for, you know, their individual seasons. So very proud of the guys that, you know, the three guys that made it and all the alternates. And I know the next question is always, well, who should have made it? And you know, we obviously have high opinions of our players, and, you know, particularly the guys that are accomplished players that also, you know, had very good years. So it's, I'd say, disappointing. It's unfortunate. You know, obviously there's a lot that goes into the voting and so forth, and I don't even have a comment or opinion on it. But I'm just really proud of our players to be recognized for their performances. About time. I think we all felt that way for TJ. I think, you know, just I know the general excitement for TJ and HaHa was, I think it says a lot about those two men and our locker room. I mean, Aaron's excitement for those two guys. So, you know, it's, you know, you like to see guys be rewarded and recognized for their seasons, but also, you know, just the guys that were also alternates, and, you know, Jordy and Bakhtiari and, you know, Mike Dane, all those guys. I mean, Brian Vlog is having a great year. So, I mean, there's a lot of guys that we feel that were worthy of the recognition.
He's had the two big games with a couple of picks each, but you've been saying, you know, for a year plus that this guy's climbing to that level.
Absolutely. I think if you watch HaHa work every day, you have such a greater appreciation for him because he does all the little things. And he's his leadership is just growing daily. And you know, he's a fun guy to work with. And I would think that his teammates would definitely echo he's even a lot more fun to compete with on Sundays, so, or Saturday this week. But, I was very happy for him.
Mistaken, Mike. He, I don't think he's missed a snap, or maybe just one this year.
I don't think he's missed a practice either. I mean, it's just I think he's, you know, he's that kind of guy, and I mean, you just love that about him. You know, he has a tenacity, you know, in the classroom, on a practice field, and especially on game day. So he's also the NFC Defensive Player of the Week this week too. So he's having a great day.
Any idea if Nick Perry's going to be available?
Nick did some things yesterday with our training staff as far as, you know, getting comfortable, you know, with the cast and so forth. So we're going to try to do some things today. You know, it's a process. He's working through it.
Is James still in the concussion protocol? Or is
James Starks is, yes, he's still in the concussion protocol.
Mike, I know the other day when we talked to you, I think it was, I lost track of my days, but maybe Monday, you said you hadn't watched the defensive tape yet. I'm assuming you have now, or maybe you haven't because you moved
on. No.
You didn't, okay. I was just curious, maybe if the staff has talked about what you guys
saw. Well, it's been graded. I mean, I have the grades and everything.
What you guys saw in the fourth quarter and what you can do to prevent that going forward.
Well, I think you just got to look at, you know, you always look at the fundamentals and the individual things, you know, particularly the production in the pass game. I talked a little bit about it after the game. You know, it really was, you know, the field favored throwing the football, you know, and I think both pass rush units on both sides would acknowledge that. But, you know, the completions, particularly on the boundary, were, you know, ones that we can clean up, you know, just as far as, you know, the cushion and so forth. You know, we missed some tackles, you know, and I think the tackling was a challenge for the defensive. You know, we broke a lot of tackles on the other side of the ball. Actually, our numbers as far as broken tackles to missed tackles was clearly probably one of the biggest statistical advantages in the game.
Like, what strikes you about the Minnesota defense and how they play? I mean, they've been pretty consistent all year.
Very good defense. Excellent defense. Very well coordinated. And you can definitely see how they're in the third year. I mean, these guys are on the same page. The continuity, the veteran experience, and the understanding not only of their scheme, but really how to take away what you do. I think they do an outstanding job, probably the best that we've seen to date of, you know, recognizing, you know, the offense's communication, you know, shift and adjusting to what the offense is trying to do, particularly you know, to run the football or, you know, at the line adjustments, you know, especially in our first game up there. They got us on a number of plays of, you know, us, you know, adjusting at the line of scrimmage. So this is an excellent defense. And I know coming off of their performance last week, we're not really – that's not what we're anticipating. So I have a lot of respect for these guys.
Obviously, when you played them the first time, it was their first home game in that stadium. How big of a difference is it being able to communicate on offense against a team that's good at picking up on stuff?
Well, I mean, it's a dome team, and domes are always a challenge. And, you know, it was a challenge in the new facility over there in Minneapolis. So, you know, we're playing at home. I mean, I think that's common sense. It's easier to communicate at home and, frankly, you don't really do a whole lot of communication at home because of the environment we'll be playing in.
Mike,
it's really a bigger stress for our defense.
Mike Zimmer was really complimentary yesterday of what you guys have done with Ty, and just using receivers in the backfield in general. The origin of that, was that getting Randall, or was there anything that you had seen in your previous years that kind of...
Well, going into last year in Ty's rookie season, we were, you know, we wanted to have a 1-2 type mentality of as far as the opportunity to put Poe, Ty, and Randall back there in a limited fashion. So, obviously, the way things have unfolded in Ty's, you know, opportunity to play running back has been maximized, and he's maximized the opportunity. So, I mean, there was always a, you know, a packages and a thought process of having Ty back there.
Harrison, is there anything that sure does help you see them kind of use him this year offensively?
Getting the ball more. I think they're getting the ball more in the field screens and slip screen, excuse me, run solution throws. But a dynamic returner. I mean, here's a good statistic for you, all you statistical favorite, you know, gurus. But they're number three in the league in field position away as opposed to their home. I think they're like 23rd. So that's extraordinary. I think that shows you the impact of their return game. And definitely what he can do, you know, with the football. So, and that's winter football. It's December football. We're number one in the league in field position at home. They're number three on the road. So that's a matchup, and that's definitely a focus of ours.
Hey, Mike, with Joe Callahan coming back here, I know he was in New Orleans and Cleveland for a couple weeks. Was it hard at all to sort of get him rethinking into your playbook as opposed to what he was trying to learn in those other two places he was?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's a good question for Joe. My opinion would be no, just from being in the meetings with Joe. And, you know, he's talked about his experiences in New Orleans and Cleveland. And that you know, that's always an interest to us because 99% of our players don't know anything else but, you know, except the work here in Green Bay. So you're always doing comparables. And as far as language and, you know, how you get to this and, you know, as far as to run to a pass and things like that. So that's been a good experience for him. And but I would think, you know, once I think this is more of a question for Joe. I think he enjoys being back here.
How fortunate do you feel to have him back?
Oh, I'm glad to have him back. I'm like I told him, I really enjoyed working with him in training camp. And you could just see him getting better and better. And obviously with the injury to Brett, he got a ton of opportunity and really played extremely well. I think, you know, when you look at his play, and, you know, obviously Dak Prescott's done a phenomenal job, you know, but you look at the way he was playing in the preseason, what he's done, you know, he's a Pro Bowl quarterback. But I felt Joe was really, you know, Joe was one of those guys that, you know, got the ball in his first game, was really making a lot of progress and did a lot of good things. So I that's when you see a young quarterback, you know, I think what Prescott's done in Dallas is exceptional. It's exciting, you know, to see, because, you know, it's trust me, those guys are a lot different today than they were when they first stepped in the huddle in that first OTA. So, and you talk about progress, we're talking about leaps and bounds.